This has been such a fun and interesting morning broadcasting from the St. Clair Inn. I said this earlier, I always kind of hoped that I'd be able to do the morning show from the St. Clair Inn when it opened. Had no idea that we'd be here this soon in the process. It is still a work in progress, but a lot of progress is being made. We're watching it right now out the window at this bungalow. They've got three of these cottages or bungalows that are really quite sizable and quite nice. Joining us right now is the architect on this project, Vince Cataldo. Vince, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here this morning. By the way, Vince also has done some of the other hotels in the area. Kind of walk us through some of the other projects you've done here.
Yeah, so a few years back we did the Inn on Water Street, Marine City. That one culminated after the two theaters down there that the Vertons did. Since then we did the Cadillac House up in Lexington, Michigan, another historic restoration project similar to this. Not quite the scale of this, but another small downtown, cute, charming hotel in a community that relies heavily on that particular function. So now we're on to this project, and this one a bit more challenging, a lot of moving parts, and certainly of a larger scale, but impactful, to say the least.
What is the biggest challenge on a project like this? Because obviously you can't just knock it all down and start from scratch. That would be easy. So you got to take what you've got to work with what you can work with, and redo what you need to redo. And that's a tall order, isn't it?
It is, and I think when you jump into a project that has this historical significance, kind of peeling back the onion, so to speak, it shows you different things every day, every week that you have to deal with, and challenges that are, until the discovery happens, you really don't know all the answers. So we had some things pop up late in the game that you have to react to, and if you're, light on your feet and communication's key, you can certainly get through those challenges. I think the whole coordination piece is another big challenge here. There's a lot of consultants, a lot of input, a lot of professionals that need to be coordinated to, tap into their expertise and manage it correctly. And that's another huge challenge. That's a full-time job in and of itself.
Because it would seem to me, and I don't know anything about this business, but I would think that what usually happens is the architect designs the project and then just kind of steps away and lets it be built. But as you said, there's a lot of moving parts, and the story is always changing, so you've got to be very nimble in a project like this, don't you?
Well, I do, and I'm out here once a week to meet with the general contractor, Dan Brennan, who's been, a rock for this project. But, again, surprises have happened. We're probably at this point beyond the surprise phase. But we were literally a couple months ago into a fairly substantial redesign due to some historical significance at the Federal Park Service request type thing. And that was a big challenge for us. But we just, dropped and rolled and got it done. And thank goodness we've got a good team, put together that allowed us to get that done in an ample amount of time to not, put the project timeline in jeopardy.
When you first sat down with the owners of this property and they kind of laid out their vision, what was that like, and what were your thoughts when you first heard what they wanted to do here?
Super excited. I had met with other interested developers on this property as it sat idle over the years, but I think what Jeff and Rick brought to the table was a much different vision. A lot of the other entities were considering knocking parts down, doing a condominium type project, which would allow them to sell off pieces of the project to help fund the project, and they really didn't want anything to do with that. They really wanted to do it right. They were willing to strip this thing back down to bare bones to put the proper systems in. And again, surprises happen along the way once you do that. And again, we have to react to, but long and short of it is they really just wanted to do it right. They had a much different vision than most of the other people that came to town looking at this.
You've gotten a sense of how important this is to the community, haven't you?
Without a doubt. It is what St. Clair is known for. It's our identity, and it's going to change this town and this area all for the better.
Well, and this area, this region, as you look at it, from Marine City all the way up to Lexington, and a lot of points in between, including Port Huron, the Harrington, obviously is going to be the next project that the owners here work on. All those things work in conjunction together to promote this waterfront, to promote this area, don't they?
Well, absolutely. I think if you talk to the smart business owners, they understand that more is better, that one supports the other, and nobody's out here intended to hurt anybody. I think the local businesses stand to gain huge from the energy that this and other projects in the area create. I just hope that they're up to the task and, you know, can adapt and be ready for it when it comes.
I know early on when I first met Jeff Gutowski, I said, where are all these people going to come from? They're going to come to the St. Clair Inn or, you know, now the Harrington Inn or City Flats or the Inn on Water Street. And he says, you have no idea what you've got here. People will come. And I think he's probably right.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that has been a common thread in people that have come here from out of the state or from different regions. The asset of the waterway is something that just doesn't exist everywhere. And I think, you know, we tend to take it for granted that it's just there. We've always seen it. We always know it. But, you know, I think the other, you know, unique piece of the puzzle is from kind of New Baltimore up to Lexington. There are these cute, charming towns that sit on the waterway where there's these downtowns that are walkable to the shoreline. And that's another unique thing. It doesn't exist everywhere. And those, for those towns to be able to build on that amenity, I think is going to be a big push over the next 10 years here. You're going to see a lot of development in those regards.
It's going to get cold around here pretty soon, so a lot of the work is going to be done inside, although there's still going to be some outside work done. What's your level of optimism in seeing this project stay on time and on track?
Well, it's in really good hands. Again, Dan Brennan, West Haven Builders, has done an awesome job just keeping his thumb on this. It's a bit uncontrollable. You know, we live in Michigan winters and weather, so there is that wild card. But I think right now we're on track to have at least major components of the building ready for when the owners want to have them open in the early summer.
It's going to be pretty exciting, isn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah, good stuff.
Very much so.
Vince, thanks for stopping by this morning. Appreciate
it
very
much.